So we're holding on page of days, Berachas Hamazon. Berachas Hamazon. So b'chol sudah shaykh lem Shabbos shvichel laskei Berachas Hamazon koydu v'neishlaim ritzei. So on Shabbos we add into Berachas Hamazon ritzei. What happens if shachach le'om ritzei, someone forgot to say ritzei. V'nizga achash iskro v'neishlaim, you remember that after you started v'neishlaim. So if you did not finish off the bracha yet, you did not say Baruch Ato Hashem, so then you get people confused. Try to hold in mush, you lose the halacha. So if he already started over Nei, but it's before he said anything, before he said Baruch Ato Hashem, so you go back to Ritzei and continue from Ritzei. If he started already Baruch Ato, also you go back. What happens if you said Baruch Ato Hashem? So then we say Lamdeni Chukecha. However, the rule of Lamdeni Chukecha is a pasuk in Tehillim, right? So we say Baruch Ato Hashem, Lamdeni Chukecha. Now you know all the time say Pesukim in the middle of Berachas Hamazon. It's not the place for learning. So we only use this Eitzah when, if I would have to start over for not saying that piece that I skipped. So therefore, when do I have to say over Berachas Hamazon for forgetting Ritzei? By the meal at night and the meal in the morning. The first two meals is when I need to say over Berachas Hamazon for forgetting Ritzei. But if I shall should this, I forgot to say Ritzei, I would not have to repeat Berachas Hamazon. So this halacha that we're saying now, that if you said Baruch Ato Hashem, you finish off Lamdeni Chukecha, and you go back to Ritzei, is by the first two meals. But if you already start saying Baruch Ato Hashem Boinei, then already there's a special bracha you say, right between Boinei Yushlayim, and before you begin the next bracha, you'll see in a bencher, there's a sitter. Is there a sitter? There's a special bracha you say, Hashem Nosan, Menucha L'Shabbosis, Shabbosis L'Menucha, or something like that.
Can't do a chesed, right?
Right. Oh, here, thank you very much. You got it? Yeah, but where's the green lady? Here it is, on page 96, that's right. 96 in Spark. Nashkaz, it's 89.
Wait, where do you say this?
So like this. Go back to Ben Shi. See, it says, Ubnei Yushalayim Rekosh Mevimein, Baruch Ato Hashem, Bnei Brachma Yushalayim Amein. Before you start, Baruch Ato Hashem, for the fourth bracha, you say, Hashem Nosan Shabbos is the Menucha L'Ami So Ba'ava Lo Yisrael Briz. Baruch Ato Hashem, Kadosh Shabbos.
Now
if you started the fourth bracha already and you realize you didn't say Ritzei, then you have to start it. Okay, so let's take a look at this inside. Shachar v'le'omer ritzei, if you forgot you didn't say ritzei, v'nizgach she'izchol v'nei yushlayim, im adayin le'gomar bracha v'rakom baruch ato Hashem, so then you finish off lamdei nechukecha and you go back to ritzei. Avalim kivar, hizchol lo'ima b'nei, yisayim a bracha, you finish off b'nei yushlayim, then you say the bracha miuchedes that we just saw on page 89 or page 90 in the Sidurim. If you already started the fourth bracha, even if you only said Baruch over here, you go back to the beginning of Berachas Hamazon. Now jump down. Ava b'sud the shlishis, but by the third suda, ain it zarech lafsa, then you don't have to go back. Over here also, if you remember before you started the fourth bracha, you can say that special bracha. However, we do not say. Because it goes like this. The only time you have to repeat for forgetting is when you have a chiyuv to eat pas. Now, even though shal shudis is supposed to eat pas, Shulchan Aruch says you should eat pas, but But since the halacha is that someone who is full or not hungry for fast could be mekayim the mitzvah mezaynus, if that's not good enough on fruit or to eat something, so therefore, if you forget to say ritze, you don't have to go back. The other Susie has to eat fast. The result is the same thing. Same halacha. Look on this page here. The question that was just asked is why don't we have the same thing by Yal V'Yav? The answer is we do.
Look, I saw the guy had a bunch of
that's right. The next bracha is for Yal V'Yav. Then there's a bracha if let's say it's Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos. Oh, this week, if Chas Hashem someone forgets to say Yal V'Yav and they remember, there's a bracha here for Ritze and Yal V'Yav together.
Wait, Rabbi, when would you say the Yal V'Yav work?
Same place, same rules.
What about Al Nisim?
I'll need some meat because you don't repeat breakfast about the balance.
Get nothing good enough at $20. Yeah, you let it do it on purpose.
No.
No.
It's extra rough.
It's the way you short Yahweh.
That's all heat signature in that room.
I hear.
They have one for bugs now.
This is absolutely good.
Okay, but Bar Kanashi, read it in English.
Sure.
Say it once. It talks about the bria, it talks about the beautiful bria that's around you. You get appreciation for the bria and appreciation for what you're saying. Seriously.
What I will
okay. Abdallah Matze Shabbos. Start with the English. This is British Kesha, and next British Kesha you'll be saying in Hebrew. The excitement. You'll be looking forward to it. Okay, Havdalah, we have one more simon over here before we start the melachos. Havdalah, b'matzei Shabbos, achar shetech Shabbos, matzei Shabbos, after it's dark. Yesh mitzvah loyim dvarim ha-medabrim ha-inyonei Havdalah. Yeskinu k'may kiddush l'omar alakos. Just like there's a mitzvah in the beginning of Shabbos to bring in Shabbos with words, so too there's a mitzvah at the end of Shabbos to end it with words. Some shittas hold that it's the same mitzvah, the rice, some hold that it's the drabana. But the mitzvah is to set aside Shabbos as a block, as a day which is different than all other days. We start off with Kiddush, we end with Havdalah in order to separate from all other days of the week.
How do we bring in Shabbos?
Therefore, with Kabbalah Shabbos? With Kiddush. Kabbalah Shabbos, we greet Shabbos, but Kiddush is establishing that today is Shabbos. Havdalah is establishing that Shabbos has ended. What? Some hold you could with the tefillah of Shabbos. But we make Kiddush just to announce it. Okay? Shava Havdalah Kiddush B'negela D'nei Kais V'Shasiyah. The same halachas we learned by Kiddush, that you need a cup with wine full and the revius and Shasiyah, that you drink most of a revius. Over here, you have to keep in mind that if you don't drink a full revius, Havdalah, you cannot make the Al HaGefen afterwards. There's a special inyan to be mavdal al hayayin of wine, dafka wine, matzei Shabbos. The big segulas of Chaim Kanievsky tells it to people a lot of times. For children, right? It's really a Gemara.
Chaim knows the Gemara.
Grape juice and wine. What I mean to say is a lot of these hocus pocus segulas are Gemaras. So Reb Chaim's galus is that he knows Shas, Yishalmi, Babli, Medrashim, so he knows all the segulas that wrote down Chazal, not that he made up a segula, like some hocus pocus people. I don't remember offhand, but it shouldn't be hard to find. I do remember coming across it. For children and different good things in life. What? What's a segula? Segula is that there are certain things in the bria that Kadosh Baruch Hu made that if you do it and your mispalel goes only with tefillah, your tefillahs will be makubal quicker or whatever it means.